I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net at the Healthcare Dealmaking Symposium in New York City on March 18, 2008. The financial publication, The Deal, hosted the event, which focused on the state of the healthcare capital markets and what kinds of deals are being done. Despite the downturn on Wall Street, healthcare continues to be a good sector. So says John Leone, a partner at Paul Capital Healthcare. Leone was a panelist during the morning session entitled Innovations in Healthcare Deal Finance.
And the panel went through a series of different, let's say, slices of healthcare financing. You know, the healthcare that Paul Capital does is on a different spectrum than some of the larger. We don't do LBOs. We don't get involved with some of the larger financing from a company buyout or an IPO point of view. What we're involved with is two aspects. They have the royalty monetization, where a company or an institution is looking to monetize a royalty stream, and we will go in and buy out that either all of it or a portion of that royalty. Or the other is growth capital to a small to mid-sized company, typically that is looking to acquire a new product, expand a sales force, bring a product through development so they could look at either commercializing themselves or selling it to a third party. And that kind of growth capital is something that we look at. And again, in addition to providing that capital, we'll be receiving some kind of revenue stream or a portion of a revenue stream from the product we invest in or the portfolio of the company in general. So that kind of investing has really not been impacted, as you would expect, from the current debt crisis. Everybody says what is happening. Clearly, there's confusion, there's uncertainty, and as a result, are people maybe holding back a little bit. But from a investing in or looking at the types of investments that we would do, there's still a need for growth capital. And with the credit markets becoming a little bit more difficult to access, more people are looking at alternatives. Paul Capital type of alternative as what else? Why not? Let me talk to you. Let me see what type of investment there is. So we're not seeing a decrease in activity. Contrarily, we're seeing an increase in activity within this sector. But I think in the overall market, the number of deals being done, the larger deals that are being done there, I think you're going to see potentially a slowing down, as you heard from the panel this morning.
Some of today's featured speakers indicate that large deals in the wider capital markets are harder to come by. But in healthcare, larger strategic deals are expected, particularly with large pharmaceutical companies. Kenneth Hitchner, a partner at Goldman Sachs, where he heads up global healthcare investment banking, says there's still a fairly robust healthcare M&A environment.
I recognize that more broadly, we're having a significant downturn in M&A. And we have a very, very tough leverage finance and credit markets. But at this point, the healthcare M&A market is holding up reasonably well. And I think you'll see a fair number of deals in the back end of the year. I think you're going to continue to see new technologies. I think you're going to continue to see a reach for scale and a reach for new geographies that's going to create a significant amount of opportunity for numerous healthcare companies around the globe.
I think we're seeing different kind of deals.
David Wales is the deputy director of the Bureau of Competition at the Federal Trade Commission.
No doubt we're not seeing the $5 billion pharmaceutical deals or the blockbuster deals that we had seen in the years past. We're seeing smaller strategic deals that do raise antitrust issues from our perspective. And more mid-market, smaller market deals where there are a lot fewer products at stake. The divestitures tend to be somewhat more limited. They're not your large. We're not seeing SmithKline and other major firms doing major deals. We keep hearing that might be a possibility. We haven't seen the big blockbuster deals that we used to see.
In looking at the way the healthcare industry is very. They've got their ear to the ground when it comes to D.C. I mean, you can't get into a discussion at this symposium without someone referring to what's going to happen in the presidential election, what's going to happen with regulators.
Sure.
From your side of the fence, how do you see this kind of dynamic that the healthcare industry really is? They're very concerned about what you have to say about them.
Sure, no, and I think we, as I think I explained in my talk, devote a very large portion of our resources to healthcare. No doubt in my mind that will continue no matter what the administration changes. I think the FTC will always be one of the principal beat, you know, policemen on the beat in terms of looking for anti-competitive types of agreements. I think it'll be business as usual. I think we're going to continue to look for those mergers that are anti-competitive. We'll take them as they come. In terms of patent settlements, I think we're going to continue to be very aggressive in that area and looking for anti-competitive agreements that merit challenge.
At the DEALS Healthcare Deal-Making Symposium in New York City, I'm Jason Lopez for Podtech.net.